Coming to you live from the basement of an abandoned training facility where we talk about fighting, training, and events. It's the Fight Mixer Show, where you can hear about all the local and world combat sports happenings. Get ready. It's time to gear up and square up because we're going live on the Fight Mixer Show.
That intro is dope,
man. That intro is dope.
That's awesome. Yeah, that's awesome. That was fresh. I liked it.
So, Sorrow, what's up, buddy?
What's
going on, guys? Not much. Doing good. Doing good. I'm getting my carbs in, my protein in, and getting ready to go kick some ass tomorrow night. Feel good. Getting some sparring in here. I'm down here in Portland, Maine right now with Bellator heavyweight Ras Hilton, staying with him and his family, and we're going to be rounding up getting all the big Vikings up here in the up in the woods up here up north together tomorrow, and we're going to shed some blood and get ready for December 4th. UKFC 15, motherfuckers.
Nice. Where's that being held at?
That, Wichita, Kansas, as of right now, yep.
Nice. That's basically my hometown.
Is it? Where are you guys based out of? Yeah. Forgive me.
That's horrible. I'm in Orlando right now. Hutchinson's where I'm from, which is like 30 minutes north of it. And if I say Hutchinson, nobody knows where the fuck I'm talking about. So usually I just say Wichita. Half the time they don't know where that's at. But
yeah, no, we got to do that where I'm from. I'm from Ellsworth technically, but Ellsworth, no one has any idea. Most people think Maine's part of Canada as it is. So
pretty much. I always have to say I'm from Mississippi. Like, no one knows a town in Mississippi other than maybe Biloxi or Jackson. So I'm just like, yeah, from Mississippi.
Yeah, that works. Yeah. That works. I miss Mississippi.
Yeah, every man. Yeah, man. You can go down here soon. Yeah.
Yeah. No, every time I'm there, there's some sort of violent excitement thing going on. You guys got good food down there.
Yeah, man. We cook it up, dude. In Mississippi, we have the country food, but then we also have like the Cajun food too, especially on the coast. So
my first night there, Jason brought me to this buffet that was like small town buffet, like someone's kitchen, and it was the best damn food. And I put on like 15 pounds that first day.
That's where Mama works. He took you. Yeah, Miss Jenny's. Yep. He took you to Miss Jenny's. Yeah.
Yeah. Have you ever been there?
Oh, yeah. Dude, I grew up there. I mean, of course. Yeah.
Their bread pudding was like, whew. I paid the price, but that was worth it, man. I came back like a different human being from Mississippi.
Right on, man. Coming in as a
heavyweight, what's your diet looking like? Are you eating like 8 times a day, 3 times a day, big meals? How's it looking?
It's everything's on point right now, man. Everything's lean. My diet's looking super lean, and we have our complex carbs where they need to be. We have our protein before and after every workout, and I'm pile driving the chocolate milk to me right now because I don't have to cut weight anymore because I'm a heavyweight fucker. So I'm happy because I get, you want to see me angry, you strip me of all my food and then strip me of chocolate milk, and there's gonna be some homicidal things taking place. So it's good right now. Everything's on point. Everything, diet, hydration. I've never felt this good before, and I got the whole world. It's like I got a lot of weight on my shoulders, so at least everything, with your diet has to be on point at that point. But everything's on point. My opponent's in for a world of hurt, December, man.
I was going to mention that, Chris. You moved up to heavyweight, dude. So you don't have to watch the food quite as much, right?
No, but we
want to eat healthy. You want to get your protein from your complex carbs.
Absolutely. Well, we have a system, man. And my coach and I, we have a certain – our system only works if I'm at a certain capacity. I can't be – I love eating food, and I'm Italian, you know, so I pile drive the spaghetti and meatballs and all that good shit to me. But if I get too heavy, you know, I'm not limber enough to be able to move the way I'm supposed to move, to perform the way I'm supposed to perform. So, you know, we keep it. We, you know, I'm not going to tell you what I'm coming in at. You guys will have to see that fight weigh-in, day of weigh-ins. But I'm maintaining being able to. We've put on serious mass, but maintain being very lean at the same end, and really focus twice as much on being explosive and agile. So if anything, it's like, I'm by far the best shape I've ever been, you know, and I used to cut 35 pounds, you know, every fight. And that does a lot on you. I don't have to do that anymore. If anything, I'm still going to gain some weight the week before fight week, just so I can cut some weight fight week, just because I'm a psycho like that. I need to deprive myself of something. So that's good, man. I got nothing against my opponent, but fuck, I wouldn't want to fight me right now at any walk, at any point in my life. I'm, you know, it's pretty interesting to see where I'm at right now as an athlete, my relationship with my coach and our training and how it's been up to date. And I'm excited, man. This is going to be the most masterful performance in my career. It's going to be good.
You got a good management team behind you too.
Yeah, I forget the guy's name. Yeah, no, I just signed on with Go Combat Agency. I mean, it's not just you know, that they are you know, good friends of mine. They, you know, I'm so proud to be a part of this team because you guys know what you're doing. We have the most dangerous team in BKFC right now. I mean, our roster's nasty.
It's stacked. It's stacked. Nothing but killers.
We're made up of monsters, man. Like, this is like, if I ever was going to be a part of a team, this is the team I want to be a part of. Not the prettiest, not the, we're not all rolling on dubs. We are true bad mamma jammas that somehow by the laws of God or nature or the universe have all come together on this insane team. And I love Scott and I love Vince, and those guys have been there for me since day one. So I'm really excited. I'm really excited to see where this goes. December, man, I wouldn't be surprised if there's like earthquakes that start happening in different parts of this world, because there's going to be magic in that building come December 4th. Holy shit. I'm going to levitate out to that ring, dude.
Looking forward to it, man.
Yeah, it's going to be good.
I think Go Combat Agency has like half of BKFC roster in it. So.
Well,
it's stacked.
It's pretty stacked, man. So far it's Sorrow. We got Jim Allers on this card. Noah Cutters on this card. Sed Johnson. You know, we've got Elvin Brito. We've got Sheena Starr, Quentin Henry. Nate Williams, who just won a 125-pound title for B2. Who else? I'm missing somebody. Who am I missing?
I don't know.
I'm sorry, guys, if I missed somebody. I wasn't planning on doing this. I'm supposed to be objective here. But, yeah, we've got a squad, dude. We've got a squad. But, so, Chris, how much has have things changed for you, like, since moving to heavyweight? Do you feel like you move differently? Do you feel like you have more power? Do you feel like you train differently? I mean, you know.
No, it's a good question.
Are you happy at heavyweight, or you know, what's
right at home? I can switch it up. That's one thing about me in my career. 14 years in this, I can switch it up. No matter which weight you want me to be at, I can be there. I prefer at this stage in the game to be settled into one position. And so nothing, that's the cool part. It's a good question, because there's not much changed. You know, what the big factor before at light heavyweight was I would train at the same weight I'm at now. I would prepare the same way. And then 2 weeks out from the fight, I would go through a torturous diet and workout regimen to drop that kind of weight. And I've been doing this for years, you know, so I'm used to weight cut. I enjoy weight cut. I hate it, but I love it. It makes me psychotic, but it brings me to the level of as a professional that I need to be. It brought me the depths that showed me what I'm made of. And you can only find that stuff out certain ways, man. You find that out through being in wars. Yeah. And so, you know, now I just don't have that torturous weight cut, which the only thing that I'm staying on top of is making sure I'm still maintaining a healthy diet. I'm not just out there eating what I want, you know, and pigging out, because I need this whole thing is about discipline for me, discipline in every, and I'm hard on myself. I'm quick to put myself down first and put myself in check on, am I doing what I need to be doing? And so cutting weight, it's really easy to be disciplined, you know, and be strict on yourself, because you have a gnarly diet that you got to keep track of and be on top of, or your shit's not going to be right. And so now we don't have that weight cut. I'm not wire loading and all that crazy stuff like we were before. I'm just maintaining a healthy diet. I'm properly hydrated at all times. And instead of the next 2 weeks of being you know, we have a little over 3 weeks till the fight, but the 2 weeks out being of a torturous diet regimen, having to take my mind off, per se, things that I should be focused on, I get to keep my focus right where it needs to be, which is destroying my opponent December 4th and nothing else. I don't have to worry about if am I going to get into a fist fight, because I can't have chocolate milk at 4 a.m. on a Thursday. I don't have to worry about those things. So it's good, man. I'm right where I should be right now. God's got, you know, a big plan for me, and I'm right where I need to be. Good or bad, life happens, and I'm right where I need to be right now. I feel good. I feel dangerous, that's for sure. Fucking dangerous.
Nice.
What's up? What are you guys up to? What's everyone doing tonight besides this podcast with my ugly mug?
Well, I'll probably be having a few drinks here later.
There you go. It's
been a rough week, so.
There you go. No magic mushroom.
Yeah, mushroom. I'm recovering. Been maybe some COVID or something. I don't know.
Yep, there you go.
Hey, Matt, are you going to Miami?
Yeah, I'll be heading down there probably 1 or 2 o'clock tomorrow. It's about a 3 or 4 hour drive for me, so.
Right on.
Very cool. That's going to be fun. It's going to be a hell of a night.
Hell yeah.
Reggie's fight still on?
I think
Reggie's fight still happening?
Dude, I don't you know think the so. Answer to that, Chris. You know the answer to that. You're in the group chat.
I stayed out of the loop for a minute, though. All right, go on.
It's been announced already. Yeah. It's not happening.
That sucks.
It is. Okay.
That was a title fight, right?
Yeah, well, an interim championship fight.
Okay.
That really sucked. Apparently, Dat was sick. Dat came down with, the Vietnamese flu or something. I'm not sure.
Intense.
Was it the COVID?
Yeah, I don't know. No, he said he released something earlier and said, yeah, he's been sick for like a week, and he didn't want to say anything, but he thought he would get through it, but he's still sick, running a fever, you know. So that's not happening. Reggie's not really super happy about that, but,
yeah,
you know, the show must move on. So they moved.
Yeah, I came in halfway into that conversation. Yeah, I missed out on I came in halfway in. Last I heard, it was on the rocks, but I didn't actually get the official. I'm just coming in the loop of things today. I had to get to the bottom of Maine. I was up north last night, so I'm my day's thrown off a little bit, but that's way too bad, man, because that's a fight that needs to happen.
I know, man. I was so looking forward to that one.
Yeah.
I'm surprised Vince didn't chime in, throw his 2 cents in.
Oh, I did, just in a group, just in a private group.
Oh, okay.
We keep everything within our group. We don't let anything outside of that. We vent to each other within
Not anymore. That group.
Yeah.
So it looks like Bob wants to know what 3 fights at heavyweight that are a must-have for you, Chris.
Well, you know, obviously we're shooting nothing but for the top, you know, I can't say my next opponent's name right now, but that's all that's on my mind is my next opponent for December 4th. Contracts are signed. So you guys will be finding out very soon here. I'm assuming after this weekend's event. But in all honesty, fights that are on my mind and fights that I feel I need to have are two different things. Fights on my mind is my next opponent. I cannot think beyond him. It's impossible. It's not how I'm wired. Excuse me. Fights that need to happen. Obviously, I need to face the champ at some point. I'm ready right this second. I literally can push this table out of the way and we could get her done. But it's got to be on the promotions time. It's got to be when it makes sense. And I'll be ready for that, you know, when that day comes. And I'm not itching at the bit to fight Mark Godbeard, but that motherfucker's calling me out all the time.
I'm not looking forward to that.
No, I love Mark, and Mark's nothing but a true warrior. And Vince has his hands full managing both of us. But I think we're both on the same page that someday we have to find out whenever that day comes. We have to just go in there and have some fun and just see how it goes. I'm not up at night. That's not keeping me up at night right now, thinking that, but I'm not crossing bridges that haven't been crossed yet. We got one big bridge in the shape of BKFC 15, December 4th, that we got to cross right now. And ain't another damn thing on this planet that matters than that. And that's the truth. That's how I'm wired, boys.
Yeah, man. We'll eventually we know you and Godbeer, or even maybe you and Quentin, are going to have to match up at some point as well. It's not easy whenever you fight teammates, especially on me and Scott. We're going to be stressing like a motherfucker. But you guys, you're all professionals. You're prize fighters. You fight for a living. You'll have a drink afterwards. It's nothing personal. You do what you do.
It's all good.
And you and Mark have had these conversations in the past. And I think maybe you and Quentin have had those too.
Yeah, we've all talked openly about it.
It's kind of inevitable.
Yeah, because we're all killers in our own right, and we're all in the same kind of pool. And so it's I look at this whole thing differently. Yes, it's a conversation piece for media and whatnot. I understand that. But literally, if we didn't have to do any media whatsoever, our names were just names that would pop up in front of each other every now and then. We'd have to go clock into work. We'd go to work and we'd go home. So there's factors to this thing, and I understand that. But to me, I don't bring the emotions into this sport like I would into a street fight with someone who's about to get their dick stomped in for doing something stupid. That's a whole different ballpark. This is work, and we're athletes, and we're performers, and we train to perform. We don't train to go out there and act like idiots, walking out with our pants around our ankles. We train to come out there and perform. And why bring any kind of emotion into that? We should both just be comfortable and confident in our own ability that come fight night, we're going to go out there and we're just going to perform, and there's no need or no room for anything else. It just makes it more fun when you're friends with the person, I think, but that's why I'm not allowed public.
Yeah. You're just going to stress us out.
I don't know. I'm kind of one of those guys that enjoys the rivalries when I go to matches, but
absolutely, I get that too. Don't get me wrong. I got a line.
Ratings.
I've got a line. You can cross it. You have to hurdle over it. And if you do, like my last opponent, I have no mercy for my last opponent. My last opponent, we're not even going to give him any time. But that dude might as well come out in his friggin' Captain America underwear, with a binky in his mouth. with his Fisher Price belt, and running his mouth. So I felt good standing over him, telling him to get up. I knew he was going to get up. He's still sucking his thumb right now, watching Nickelodeon.
I think that's the picture that we use for your poster for Goat Combat. Like that, get up, that intense look that you had. I love it.
Yeah, that was because. That was because I do nothing but show respect. When I say I'm going to go out there and do something, that's not disrespect. There's a bold line between confidence and arrogance.
He could have gotten up.
He could have gotten up. You know, and so I was nothing but respectful to all five of my potential opponents leading up to that fight. And so when it comes time and you show up and you just it's just a disgrace to the sport, man. I'm so honored to be a part of a sport that's growing so fast. You know, I'm top five in the world at my craft. I respect this and I hone it. You know, when I see someone come in, and they don't take their shoes off at the front door, and they just trudge mud through my happy place. It's just extremely disrespectful, and I have no problem standing over you on live television and screaming at you to stand up because I know you're not going to stand up.
That was epic, though. That was epic.
That was a good night. Chris,
would you wear these?
What are they? Oh hell yeah! Those are the same gloves I got right here.
They're the S5s, but they're pink.
Pink. Yeah. Oh well, because they're pink, I will wear them. Like, I will right, wear them right. Over my black and white.
Right. Quentin requested a report pink. Himself. You kidding
me? I've got pink underwear on right now. You guys didn't know that, did you?
Thank God, no.
I got no problem with pink. Yeah, no, those are actually.
I know about your underwear. That's it.
I'll tell you all you need. No, in all reality, those S5s are excellent gloves. And I'm just saying this because Rev Gear is a sponsor. I love Mike Stone, and that guy's a good man. He's helped me a lot. S5s, though, those are especially for any of us like older fighters who have damaged hands or really need to take good care, have good support of your hands. S5s are perfect for bag work, especially. It molds around your wrist and your fist just in a way where when you connect with pads or gloves, it lands solid. And that's what us power punchers want. We want gloves that when it lands, it isn't rolling off the bag or sliding off the pads and stuff. So those are actually really good gloves. Shout out Rev Gear. Love you guys.
Mike Stone, Rev Gear. Yeah. I saw you met up with Mike Shorey. I sent you some Rev Gear stuff to deliver to him personally because he's a huge fan of yours.
Yes.
Did you give your gloves?
I did. I gave him my old pair of Rev Gear.
I saw him training on a heavy bag on Facebook, and I thought that was your gloves, and he made some kind of cryptic comment saying, did he think that these were just going to sit on the shelf or what? I think he was training in those gloves in his house.
Yeah, that's awesome. They're Rev Gear, so they have no shelf. Those things will last forever. I beat the tar out of those babies. I felt that guy drove almost 2 hours just by himself to come up and meet and spend time with me. I did nothing but spend as much time with him. He's such a true fan and a true friend. And shout out Mike Shorey, man. You're the real deal. And we need more of you in this sport for sure. Right. And I just personally, as a person, I appreciate you. And you got a birthday coming up here, man. And true good person, you know, and you came up, showed his support. And so I felt the least I could do was give him those gloves, man, because those gloves got me through a lot of rough days. You know, those mean a lot to me. Those weren't just boxing gloves. They got me through a lot of hard times. And so I'm glad they went to a good home. I'm glad he's putting them to work. They got plenty more work left in them. Those are good gloves.
Yeah. Hey, so we got about two more minutes. So I'm going to drop out for a second and make sure Godbear's good to go because he was eating earlier. Mm-hmm. I'm going to drop out, but shout out your sponsors. And your awesome management team and do your thing, man.
Absolutely. So Goat Combat Agency, thank you guys for taking me under your wing, and you've been nothing but amazing to me already, and I couldn't be more proud to be a part of this team. We're the true killers in BKFC, and come December 4th, Wichita Falls, I have to be careful what I say. It's going to be an exciting night. There's going to be magic in the building.
Did you say Wichita Falls?
Wichita, Kansas. My bad. I used to live in Wichita Falls, Texas, so yeah, I do that all the time.
One's in Texas.
ain't nothing happening in Wichita Falls December 4th. I can tell you that.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah. No, the Canada Bio Group, some of my sponsors. Wilkinson Title Agency, Fairway Auto, Tony Murray, Richard Zareen, Patriot Homes, Mako Tech Mouth Gear, Rev Gear, Mike Stone, MMA Uncensored, Chris LeBeau, been there since day one. Excuse me. We have MXA Fitness in Ellsworth. It's my family's gym. It's where we do our whole camp. And they've been absolutely amazing since day one, giving us a home to work out of. Franklin Processing. Pat, I go down the list forever. Elena, L&L Transportation, thank you for everything that you do. From the bottom of my heart, you've been there since day one. I love you guys. I'm sure I'm missing some of you. I wasn't ready tonight. Forgive me. I'm in the heat of it. I'm crazy. Mako Tech. Say what?
Mako Tech.
Yeah, I got Mako Tech.
Okay, Miriam. Well, I jumped in.
Oh yeah, no, I got. Hold on, I got Miriam right here.
Right on.
But thank you guys for having me on. It's
Thanks for coming on, Chris.
No, it's awesome. Good talking with y'all. You can rest assured you are going to see one hell of a fucking performance December 4th, man. I tell you what, I'm going to be my fastest, my strongest, and there ain't going to be an ass in their seat watching those fights, man. I tell you what, tune in.
Talk to you soon, brother.
You want to say anything to God here before you take off?
Oh, man. How you doing, guys? You all good?
Oh, man. Oh, there's God be right there. I didn't see his look. Yeah. Your head's this big.
That's the first time someone.
Hey, how's it going? How's it going down in Atlanta? How's it going, brother?
Yeah, I had good? Technical issues, mate. You had to take my slot because my battery ran out. You know, I
don't get it. I'm glad I could help. That's good. You getting abs yet?
What's that, mate?
You getting abs yet,
mate? I've got the top two are coming now. So
yes, yes.
I ain't drunk beer for a couple of weeks, so the abs stuck.
Elmore's been working the shit out of him lately.
Good. Hey, I'll talk with you guys. Love you, fam. I got to go eat some food. Enjoy the show, Mark. I'll talk to you guys. Too, all right, have a good night, guys.
Bye-bye. How you doing, Mark? Guys?
What's up, buddy? Okay.
Yeah, all good. Yeah, all good,
welcome,
man.
To the States.
Yeah, it's been a long old fucking trip, hasn't it? Okay, now I think it's been for about fucking three different countries just to get here. You know, it's fucking unreal. Yeah.
So you done anything fun since you've been here?
My bad. What? Go ahead, Matt.
I was gonna say, have you done anything fun since you've been here?
Well, obviously, before we got here, we had to do I planned a bit with Tyler. I thought because we had to do 2 weeks quarantine in Dubai before they allow us into the States. So obviously, I teamed up with Tyler, and then went to Dubai. So that was, even though we were training, it was sort of like the easy part of our camp. You know what I mean? Sort of enjoy yourself a little bit, get yourself into the training, ease yourself in. So we used those 2 weeks just to sort of like, you know, settle ourselves into camp. But since being here, really, I'm all the way out in Georgia, Atlanta. So where I'm based, I'm pretty much in the middle of nowhere. So it's pretty much just training to the gym. I think the gym's about an hour away from where I'm staying. So, you know, there's plenty of trees around here.
You are out in the sticks. That's what we
call it. Yeah, it is a good thing. Do you know what I mean? When you're in camp, because I've got no distractions or that lot. But then there's the other side of it. Sometimes you need to be distracted a little bit, you know? So instead of like just training, coming back, training, like it's nice to do stuff outside of training. But, you know, we'll figure it out. So this weekend, I might head off somewhere for a couple of days and just get my head nice and straight again and then get back into it for the last 3 weeks. Yeah.
So where are you at right now?
I'm in Atlanta, Georgia. I'm training at X3, a gym
called X3. I didn't know if you were coming down to Miami or not. Or
no, to be honest with you, I would have come down to Miami, but you know, I think I've paid for enough out of my own pocket. So unless someone's going to pay for it for me, I ain't going to do. You know, it's no point in promoting myself if people ain't going to help me. You know what I mean? So should I have said that or should I not? I don't give a shit.
I was just asking. I'm not trying to start up anything. Just asking.
No. We could have gotten him down there. But there were some things that were miscommunicated.
They just couldn't put their hand in their pocket and bring me down there. That's what it is, Vince. Don't lie.
We'll probably go Scott for saying
that, but I am a straight shooter. You know what I mean? I say it out.
That's why I love you, bro.
I just traveled halfway across the fucking world for those guys. Can't even bring me to the show.
It got posted that you were going to be there, but no one offered to bring you there, which was
I just spent thousands of dollars of my own money getting here as it is. But if you want me, you want me to promote the promotion, but I'm going to leave it there, guys.
We should. Yeah. So how's camp going in Atlanta, man? You're there with Joe Elmore, with a lot of top level guys. You know, as far as training, sparring, getting fit. How's that going for you?
Yeah, everything's going well. If I'm honest with you, it's just like. Training's gone well. I've had some good sparring. A guy called Warren, Joe's friend, a big heavyweight from Glory. He's been helping me out. There's a couple of heavyweight pro boxers I've got here. A really good team at X3 here. So everything's been going pretty well. You know, it's just got my head down, training my ass off. To be honest with you, I'm just ready to fight now. It's been a whole year. I haven't fought, and things are just niggling me. I'm in fight mode. And anyone that knows me when I'm in fight mode, sometimes I ain't the best person to be around, you know. I just want to get in there and kill some souls. So, but it's all good, you know, it's all good. This is all, that's what you can probably tell just by this interview, I am a bit frustrated than that.
You're a little antsy.
Yeah, it's not really directed at anyone. I'm just ready to fight.
Ready to fight, man.
And anyone that knows as fighters and that just knows that, you know, I'm at that point now I just want to go, come on, let's fucking have it, you know?
It's a long camp, to be honest.
Yeah, I've trained for, like, numerous fights this year as well. And obviously because of all this COVID shit and that as well, I've had numerous fights being cancelled and so forth. So, yeah, it's just... I got a lot of built-up frustration, shall we say.
Got to take it out.
Yeah.
have you had anyone in camp actually catch you on the butt and catch you by surprise?
Yeah, I always get caught every single camp. I'm one of those guys that just like to get stuck in with Gert Meathead, don't I?
I worry about that with you guys. I mean, because, you know, you're fucking Mark Godbeer. You know, I worry about that with people like you and Jim and Jason and people that have a name. You know, you bring guys into a gym, you have to worry about who you're sparring with because you don't know if this guy is trying to take your head off. Yeah. Because I caught Mark Godbeer and his friends couldn't get on camera, right? Yeah, I know Joe Elmore's taking care of you over there, but you always have to worry about things like that.
Yeah, I'm very particular on that now. Like, let's be honest, you know, I'm 37 now, so I ain't old, but as far as the fight game goes, I'm getting up there now. I'm classed as a veteran, you know, so I'm a veteran in the sport. You've got all these young pups coming up through. So there is that aspect where, you know, you tend to go to gyms and there is people that want to sort of try and take your head off, get a name for themselves and so forth. Yeah. But, you know, with experience, we know what to do with that. You know, we just sort of ride it through. And I'll go to a gym. I'll go to any gym. I'll respect any guy in there I'm sparring with. But if they lay it on me, I'm happy to lay it on them back. So it's the way it goes, isn't it? You just work out the mutual respect as you go along with it. Yeah. But these guys has been, because most of the guys I'm sparring, they're the same as me, same sort of age, same sort of experience. So it's, there's a lot of respect there, you know. We all know, once you start getting up around 220 pounds and above, even, you know, 200 pounds and above.
One clean shot.
Even if you're sparring, you fought wrong, you're getting wobbled. So we all sort, you know, as you get older and like I said, veterans and stuff, we all know what it feels like to be punched, we all know what it feels like to be knocked out. So it's all about just learning and prolonging our career at this stage.
Yeah, all about technique, distance, angles, you know, kind of speed, like working on those types of things, right?
Yeah, 100%.
Well, yeah. you're in good hands, man. We wouldn't have set you up in that camp if you know, we thought you were going to be in a bad situation. So
yeah, they're good guys.
Still Georgia.
The head coach Tony X3 as well. He's gone above and beyond for me. You know, he's always ringing me up, make sure you know I'm in the right frame of mind, on the right track, eating the right shit. So it's good. Yeah, it's really good. It's nice to have, and genuinely as well. Obviously, you know, I've had to literally, because of all this COVID shit and that, and not being able to fight for a year, I've had to literally come to a point where I've. If I didn't get to the United States, there's no way I was going to fight. So I've literally had to leave everything behind, you know, family, friends, teammates, my team. I've had to leave everything behind. So I've just come out here off my own back, and literally my main goal was just to get to the United States. Once I got to the United States, and then just hope everything's fallen into place from there. And that's the sort of, these are the sacrifices people need to understand as well. What us Brits, not just myself, but me, Tyler Goodjohn, you know, these are the sacrifices we've had to do. We've had to, like, literally sacrifice everything, leave everything behind, everything just to, like, to prove to you guys, you American guys, that we're here, we want to fight. Like, you know, we ain't just doing this for the fame, the glory. Like, we're doing this because we want to fight. We want to fucking get in there and test ourselves against you American guys. And that's what we plan on doing. You know, I've sacrificed a hell of a lot. And like I said at the beginning of this interview, you can see I'm a bit pent up, I'm a bit raring to go and stuff. But I just need to get to the point now where I need to start channeling my aggression now and start putting it into a positive vibe, i.e. thinking about my fight and who I've got, and and just entertain you guys. And then you might see a better side to me then afterwards. I'll be like, I grab a few beers and stuff.
Right on.
Yeah, it looked like you and what's his name? Jesus Christ.
Sorrow?
Tyler?
Yeah. I don't know why his name was escaping me for a second. I'm getting old. But it looks like you and him were having a really good time over in Dubai, man.
Yeah, we did. Like, and this, the other thing as well is, you know, you got to sort of make the most of the situation you're in. Because, like, even though we're in Dubai, we're still training. Mm-hmm. We're still, you know, we've still got to concentrate on the fight and all that lot. But it was just good to sort of have another fellow Brit there that, in between training, we could go to the beach, we go to the beach huts, we could sort of chill out a little bit. And we had, both of us got the British humour as well, so we had the laugh and the crack, share a few videos, get a few fans interested, you know. So, we did have a good crack. It was a good crack. he's a fucking character, man.
I think I can hang out with these two. You guys are like brothers. he was, you know, filming some chicks walking by, and I'm all like, man, I think I can hang out with you two. And then he pans over to himself, you know, sitting in his little underwear, and I'm like, never mind.
Tyler and Mark are very similar, and they connect because they're both British. But they're so different as well, right? They're so fucking different as well. And one of my favorite videos from Dubai was Mark telling Tyler he got rinsed by a 5-year-old for wearing his unicorn style.
What happened?
Let's hear that story, Mark.
I can't tell this one. It was so fucking funny. So, like, Tyler's one of these guys. He's quite. He's an outgoing guy, you know what I mean? But
he takes fashion risks, let's say that.
He's very confident in himself, like, you know, it's a good trait to have. He's very confident. So, because he's confident in himself, Tyler don't mind wearing fucking skin tight unicorn bright pink leggings. So we're in the gym, right? Tyler's like, we're both training together. I'm doing pads with Tyler. Tyler's doing pads with me. And you can imagine, you know, we're both professional fighters. So we're in the gym fucking smashing the pads up. Bang, 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 bang. Now everyone's looking at us as if to say, like, oh, I don't want to talk to them sort of thing. You know, we're in this, like, normal fitness first gym. But at the same time, smashing these pads up. Tyler's there in his, like, pink and blue unicorn leggings. His long hair. Pink socks on. No one's dead said anything. I'm just sort of laughing. You know, I've got to know Tyler by this point. So I'm sort of laughing. And then Costa Coffee was right next door. Starbucks is right next door. So I said, oh, let's go for a coffee. Like, we would normally have a coffee after we've finished training. We're sat there having a coffee. I'm like, you know, just having a general chit chat. And this little 5-year-old kid, literally 5-year-old kid, walks straight up to him, straight in his face, and goes, you look like a girl. fucking rinsed him. Yeah, absolutely fucking rinsed him. It was funny. Yeah.
I'm trying to find the video so that I can send it to Matt so he can or at least a picture of Tyler's uniform and tights. Yeah. So the other host, Matt, what's the other guy's name? Sorry,
Jim.
Hey, I'm sorry, man. I tend to take these things over sometimes. You got anything to ask, Mark Godbeer?
Yeah, man. How's you say you're kind of isolated right now. What kind of stuff are you doing aside from just training to kind of keep your mind off things? I mean, you know, there's a lot of little stuff, but what are you doing?
To be fair, Joe's been pretty good, but Joe lives probably an hour's drive away from where I'm saying it. That where I'm based in Atlanta, I'm based right in the countryside, you know. So everything's quite few and far between. So I've literally just been sort of like training in the morning, hanging out with Joe Elmore during the day. Wherever we go for something to eat, go back to his house, and then train in the evening, come home. So I am stuck in a pretty regimented routine. But I think it would be better if I had a vehicle here, you know. So, but like I said, Joe's been really good. Joe's gone above and beyond to get me about and doing stuff and that. But I think it's a bit late in the camp now to sort of like be out doing stuff and that. I think fighters would relate to this, but every camp for me, no camp is ever the same. Some camps right. Some camps I do, I can be the most happiest guy ever. I'm like bouncing off the walls, all right, guys, how you doing? And in other camps I do, my head's sort of like, I ain't really a people person. I ain't really, so.
You're kind of bipolar, bro. You're a little bit, you have your highs and you have your lows, bro.
Yeah, my doctor said that a few times.
You get that mentality like walking into a gym and like the lights, the feel, everything. And if you get that like anchored in your head, it's hard to shake going back to the same spot.
Yeah, in what sense? Sorry, break that down again, sorry.
Like you're talking about going to different gyms and having kind of a different feel. Your personal feelings are different. It's hard, like you walk into a gym and some gyms have, they think about lighting, they think about colors and paint, all that shit. But, and then the way you're received, the way that people talk to you when you come in, whether it's like friendly greetings when you come in or not, like all that stuff, it kind of anchors emotion, I think, when you're training at different spots. So you go to one gym and you might feel really comfortable, friendly, whatever. So I think that has a lot to play.
Yeah, it's also like for me, sometimes going into a new gym with a bunch of big heavyweight killers, so to speak, you know, and then a sparring day, that can almost feel like if you're going into a new gym, you don't know who anyone is, that can almost feel like a fight day itself, you know?
Right.
It's almost like because you don't know what people are going to bring. You don't know whether the guys you're sparring are going to be assholes trying to take your head off. You don't know if they're going to be respectable, wanting to learn off you and stuff, you know? Right. So it does have that aspect to it. Yeah, so it is adjusting. I've always said as well, I don't know, you know, when the mental side of things, as Vince was saying, you know, it's like I'm bipolar, I'm up and down. I think pretty much a lot of fighters are the same. And I've always said, you know, you've got all of these guys in university and stuff like that studying like psychology and stuff like that. I've always said to myself, why don't they hang around with a fighter for the 8 weeks before a fight? I said, because you've got to get every single emotion from a human being you're going to get during those 8 weeks. So I don't know why they don't study fighters for 8 weeks and they do their, like, university degrees on fucking fighters.
You guys need that, though. You need the suck, right? You need the hard times. You need, Sara was saying earlier, like, you know, he needs that kind of trepidation, that challenge or whatever, that grind. He needs some of that. I think all fighters kind of need a challenge.
Yeah, it's weird. Some of us got that mentality. It was like we almost have to be unhappy to be happy, sort of thing. You know what I mean?
You're a veteran, man. Yeah. You know, you know what you're doing by this point. You have things down to a science at this point. Yeah. You know when to spar hard, when to, you know, lighten up, when to start eating right, when to stop drinking, you know, when to, you know, chill out. You veterans know these things. So, yeah.
You start to get into a spot where you start thinking negatively, you know, kind of like getting down on yourself or second guessing yourself. What kind of stuff do you do to get out of that mental state?
Well, apart from beer.
That's the best one.
You've just got to sort of ride it through, you know. You just got to ride it through. And I think everyone gets it. Everyone gets at low points in camp. I've sort of hit one a bit now, if I'm honest with you. I'm sort of halfway through camp. Every single fight. So I've had probably, I don't know, 9 or 40 pro fights in all different fields now. And every fight I've had, I've always hit the halfway wall, I call it.
So we're taking a break to regroup now, right?
Yeah, I get to the halfway point and then you start thinking, oh, fuck, am I doing this for? My body's tired, I'm aching, I'm away from home, I'm this. But then you just got to ride it through. So, you know, Vince is managing me now. He's had the backlash from my fucking mood swing. So you just got to ride it through, you know. You just got one. Every day's different in fight camp. If I feel like shit one day, the next day I got a good session, I feel on top of the world. So I think you just learn to ride it through in the end. So I say just got to deal with it. Just got to tell yourself it ain't going to last forever. And then just think of the end result as well. Think of, getting your hand raised at the end of it. It makes it all worth it, a whole lot worth it.
But sometimes you got to sharpen the saw, though, Mark. You got to go, you know, make yourself happy and get away and regroup and then come back and embrace the suck again.
Yeah, you have. Yeah. I think I sharpened mine a bit too much in the past, though.
So I have a question, but I don't know what your experience was with it, but I found it to be an interesting kind of venue, which was your fight back on in VBK, which was Valor.
Yeah,
for the Kim Shamrock promotion, whatever. Like, what was your experience with that? I don't want to bring up something if it was bad, but did you enjoy that? Yeah, or
great experience, right?
Well, the promotion itself,
in general. I mean,
it was interesting. Obviously, I'm signed with Big KFC now, so first and foremost, I my loyalty lies with Big KFC, but at the same time, I'm still, if a promotion's treated me well and if I've been treated well by those people in the past, I'm still going to say, listen, they're a good promotion. And from my experiences with Valor, I think they run in, same as new promotions, they run into funding issues and stuff like that. I do hope they carry on, because my general experiences with them, they were a very good company and a very good bunch of people to be around there. Like I said, well, as soon as they run into problems, I was actually tied into a contract with them. But as soon as I run into problems with Valor, they were like, I said, look, I need to fight. And they were like, listen, here you go. Sent me a letter straight away and said, look, there's your legal letter. You're no longer in our contract. We wish you well, Matt. So they didn't hold me back. They didn't do nothing against me. They paid me. They paid me well. A really good company. Like I said, everyone from the photographer right the way up to the managing director or whatever, they were all really good to me. So I haven't got a bad word to say against Valor as a promotion or anyone in general. They were good to me. So
what did you think about
that? Give me a good platform as well. You know, in I sort of before I started doing Bare Knuckle, I started losing the passion for MMA. I've been doing it for so many years. So my career, you can start to see it in my career. My career in MMA started going downhill a bit. But then once I found Bare Knuckle, it was like it revitalized my career again. And Valor was a good platform to showcase my skills. And it got me out there and it got me signed by the BKFC. So I got to thank them for that. So
what do you think about their ring setup? Like, was that...
The pit.
How did you prepare for that? And where did that come from?
It's funny because initially I loved it, but then today I've been studying a lot of you know, without being big headed, I like to study my as well as studying my opponent's videos. I also like to study a lot of my own videos as well, so I can see where I've improved, what I need to improve, etc. And I've been watching over the last couple of days. I've been watching it and. I loved the idea of the pit, you know. I did love it, but there was a couple of near misses where people nearly come out of the ring, wasn't there? I liked it a lot.
I thought that was an interesting setup. So I was
very good.
Mo almost came out. You almost knocked Mo out of it. So
was that taken from someplace else, or is that was that their own design?
No, it's really unique, I think. Yeah.
Okay. What's the the only other sort of ring I've seen with that, it was with who was it that used to do the Ultimate Combat League? Was it Chuck Norris? No, who was it?
Chuck Norris's remember, league.
Yeah, it was Chuck Norris, wasn't it? I used to watch it. I remember it used to have on Bravo TV years ago. Yeah. But that was a similar sort of style pit, wasn't it? It was like a round body. Yeah. Yeah, that was a similar style. So I've seen it there. I've seen it on a couple of old, you know, fight films before, sort of like the Kumite sort of. It had that sort of feel to it, didn't it? It had that
Steven,
sort of.
Stephen Wonderboy Thompson fought in that league, I believe.
I beg your pardon?
Wonderboy Thompson fought in that league.
Yeah, he did. And Pat Barry did as well. Remember Pat Barry?
I love Pat Barry. Shout out Pat Barry.
He fought in that as well, yeah. Yeah, there was a few of the top fighters now have been through that sort of league. So, it was. I used to enjoy watching that as well because didn't you get points taken off for not engaging? You sort of had,
if you backed off, you had to be on
each other constantly working, and if you backed off, you get a point taken off from you or something. That's what the format was. Yeah,
you can only move laterally. So if you move backwards at all, they took points off, I think.
Yeah,
but I didn't see a lot, which really presses the action, but I didn't see a lot of people getting the back off call.
The yellow cards in Pride and, you know, David Feldman has threatened to take some money away from people for not engaging in the past. So, you know, we kind of have that too. Mark, we're running out of time, man. I got a question for you and you can answer it or you can't. This is what Rev Gear sent for you. You gonna wear it or not?
On a pink glove.
No. I've got some other ones. They're not as nice as the pink ones, though. They're not as nice as the pink ones.
The underside.
To be fair, I could probably at the way I am at the moment, I could probably do a bit of taming. So send them my way.
they would fit Tyler really well. I think they would match the unicorn tights pretty well. Shout out to Rev Gear for sending some gloves and shirts and all. They sent the shirt. They sent some mitts, some gloves, shirts for all the guys. So shout out Mike Stone, Rev Gear.
Yeah, cheers, Mark. Nice one.
I was gonna say, Mark, if you want to give some shout outs to people that have supported you or anybody that's helping you along the way.
Yeah, so I've got a couple of sponsors at the moment. So one of them is Taunton Aerials, my friend James Chapman. He's come through with a good sponsor for me. One of them is Street Martial Arts Club. They've come forward, local martial arts gym, helped me out with my funding for my training and stuff. There's a couple which was organized through Vince, which was Jurassic
Construction.
Jurassic Construction, and the Mary Jane.
Yeah.
So, yeah, thanks to all those guys for supporting me. Obviously, because, you know, the side that people don't see is when we have hiccups like we have done, when we get 12 months where we haven't been able to fight, we haven't been able to get paid, with this COVID shit and stuff. So little things like all these little sponsors help a lot. So I just want to thank all my sponsors. Thanks very much, guys. Cool.
All right. Well, thank you so much, man, for coming on, and we'd love to have you back on sometime.
Yeah, cool. No worries, guys.
Yeah. Hopefully whenever we can talk about your opponent, man, that'll be a lot more fun next time.
Yeah, I'm thinking maybe, I don't know, maybe, obviously, it's, yeah, we have, I can't say, I have got a fight lined up, but I think maybe tomorrow, I'm thinking they might release it tomorrow during a live broadcast or something like that, I don't know, but keep tuned, guys, keep tuned.
We can say you're fighting December 4th,
yeah,
right, at Wichita, Kansas, BKFC 15, we can't say the opponent. Hopefully after this event, we can release that. But we do know that you're fighting in December for BKFC 15.
Yeah, I can't wait. I can't wait to entertain all you American folks.
Yeah, man. It's
been a long time coming as well. You know, it's been a long time coming. It's actually been a whole year since I've been able to fight. And that isn't through, you know, lack of training. That's just because of all this crap with the COVID and stuff, you know. So, it's been a whole year, and finally getting around to fighting and entertaining, so I'm happy. Yeah.
Right on, man. Thanks for coming.
No worries, dude. Thank you, guys.
Cheers.
Bye-bye. Peace.
All right, man. Great guy, man. I'm excited to see him fight. I'm super excited to see Mark Godbeer fight. I'm a little bit biased, but I don't think – there's a heavyweight. I mean, sorry, Sorrow. Outside of Chris Sorrow, I don't think there's a heavyweight on the planet that that can really challenge Mark Godbeer. I really don't. I think
when I watched him in the Valor fights, I was like, holy shit,
he's dangerous, dude. He's dangerous.
Bring some thunder, man.
We've got some clips of him doing pad work. It's scary, man. It's scary. It's
punching holes in the bags.
Yeah. I wouldn't want to be on his bad side. We'll say that.
Right. All right, man. Well, let's wrap the show up, man. I thought it was a good show.
It's a great show.
Thanks a lot, Vince, for coming in, filling in for, and Jeremy, you too. You know, our other host had some things come up, so we let them take care of those, and I really like the style of you guys. So,
right on.
Thanks, man. For having me.
You guys got anything you want to shout out?
Yeah, follow Your Dad's Rap Group on Facebook.
You say Your Dad's Rap Group?
Your Dad's Rap Group. Follow it.
Your Dad's
Rap
Group.
I'll follow it now, man. It sounds interesting. I'll follow
something.
Your Dad's Rap Group. Right on,
Vince,
man.
You got anything? Shout out.
You know, follow Goat Combat Agency. Shout out Rev Gear, Fusion CBD products. Watch BKFC 14 tomorrow night. Download the BKTV app. And
while you're downloading the BKFC app, go ahead and download the Fight Mixer app as well.
That's right. Both of them. Right on, man.
All right, man. Thanks everybody for watching.
Later.
Peace. Perfect.